The Bears traded up to the 9th overall pick of the first round to select linebacker Leonard Floyd out of Georgia, giving up the 11th overall pick and a 4th round pick. Right now, we have Bears Director of Player Personnel, Josh Lucas, joining us on set. Josh, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
What sold you on this kid?
We had conviction on him from early in the process. We had put precedent on upgrading our team speed, and Leonard was somebody that obviously did that, and the versatility of Leonard was something that was attractive to us. We had conviction on the player, and we think there's multiple things he can do besides rush the passer. He's got a high football IQ, high football intellect, tough guy. He fits our culture, and it wasn't a very difficult decision for us. He was there. We wanted to get him, so we decided to be a little aggressive and not take the chance of him not being there at 11, and went up and got him.
Did the Giants scare you a little bit when they were in between?
We thought that might be a place where he would land, exactly. So we didn't want to take that chance, and Ryan made the call, and it worked out.
What did you see in him? You talked about the flexibility aspect, mm-hmm. And one of the things that some of the people were saying on a pre-draft basis, well, maybe they moved him around a little bit too much at Georgia and maybe let him settle in a little bit more, you know, outside and really develop a skill set from out there.
Absolutely.
But you saw that flexibility as very much a plus.
Yeah, it's a plus. He's going to give us kind of diversify what we have at the outside linebacker position as far as coverages. Should he have rushed more in college? Yes, mm-hmm. You know, because that's what he does best.
Right.
And we'll take advantage of that skill set as well. But his ability to do multiple things for us is what we think will be, you know, just such an advantage for our defense and make us a better team.
And when you're drafting somebody this high, and this is high, the character issues become as important, I guess, as anything else, because that's, you talk about survivability in the National Football League. With good character or bad character, gets a guy out quick.
Absolutely. We try to minimize the risk with all these prospects, and we are so thorough. Our area scouts do a great job. Sam Somerville was the first boots on the ground, so to speak, at the school. And this guy's got very little risk factor to him as far as, you know, his character and his makeup. He's all football all the time, and he's a grinder. And like I said, he fits our culture.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing him play. Thank you so much for being here,
Thank
Josh.
You.